West Des Moines is waking up
with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know exactly when it happened, but apparently now I snore.
Okay.
And my wife is not pleased. It's been waking her up quite a bit. And I've been trying just about everything, and nothing works. I bought the mouth guard that you could just buy online.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work, and it would always fall out of my mouth halfway through the night. And it was just awful.
And then you said you had some type of headgear.
I got the strap that you can put around your head that
just keeps
holds
your chin,
and that is the most uncomfortable thing.
So now I
never could last. So now I tried to sleep with my head like I'm like doing a high school yearbook pose, like resting my head on my hand, bent like this.
How are you doing that?
I'm jamming it into the bed and then jamming my mouth shut, and now I think I've pinched a nerve in my elbow. Hurting myself while sleeping.
Well, first of all,
you thought of separate bedrooms.
I know.
That's what she keeps throwing out. But she doesn't offer separate bedrooms. She said there's a couch. I don't blame her. I don't want to wake her up.
At least you make attempts. I mean, listen, I feel as much as it is very difficult to sleep with a snore, especially when it just happens. It's not like you're drinking too much, so you're snoring a whole bunch. This is just happening. And then I feel for you. My mom's husband snores. He's a great guy, but he snores. He snores so loud that you can like hear it through the walls in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad that his latest thing was some little plastic. When we went to visit over spring break, he had some little piece of plastic he was shoving up his nose.
Yes, I've tried those too.
He bought online like they're reusable, and
yeah, they're
put
awful.
Them up inside your nose.
They're
and
like
he said it's
straws.
Uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but I know, you know, sometimes I keep you guys up, and then I feel bad. But it is hard to sleep next to a snore.
I don't think it is.
See, that's what I.
It doesn't bother me.
I just tell her that she has to beat me to sleep.
Well, that
not,
is
like,
part of it.
Beat me to sleep, but
that
you fall asleep first, and then I'll fall asleep, and then you won't hear me.
That is part of it. But
she snores. Doesn't bother me. I don't know. I can go to sleep. I never really understand the difficulty in noise keeping people up.
Oh my gosh, it was horrible. I shared a hotel room with them once.
Have you never stayed downtown, like Chicago, New York, in a hotel? Have you slept through the night?
Yeah, but it's different.
With the sirens?
Something about the snoring is just
trucks.
A ton different. The one time I shared
anything,
a hotel
it's
room
easier.
With them.
You get used to it.
No.
It's white noise.
I had crazy thoughts.
Yeah, doesn't
I thought,
bother me.
I'm going to go sleep in the car. I'm going to try to find earplugs at 2 in the morning or whatever time it was. It was terrible. But anyway, I appreciate it. I mean, it is nice that you're going through some lengths here to combat it. What about just like a sleep apnea machine?
Well, you have to have sleep apnea
first.
Oh, so that requires the sleep study.
I'm trying not to have to go through a whole sleep study.
The medical expert of the show.
They're not just going to hand me a mask.
I'm throwing that out. I threw that out to Jim, my mom's husband. I'm like, why don't you get a sleep apnea machine?
Well, he would need to have a sleep study.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can't just go out and get one?
Some people just snore.
All right.
So you can. You're fine sleeping through the snore.
It doesn't bother me, yeah.
So those...
My kids will mention it.
You people exist.
My kids will mention it. They'll see. They say they can hear my wife, but it doesn't bother me. I don't know.
Right.
I don't get it.
Okay.
So how do you deal with the snore?
I go to bed.
280-1025. Or what lengths have you gone to try to stop the snoring? Maybe you tried the latest.
Well, see, I think I'm done trying new things.
You
I want to find a way for her to adjust to me.
Oh, okay. So we're back to that. All right. Then I take back what I said.
Nothing works.
Right.
It doesn't work.
You kind of got it.
And now I'm
right?
sitting with a pinched elbow, pinched nerve, because I'm trying to jam my mouth shut.
All right.
So, Kim, it's your husband?
Yeah. He is a notorious snorer.
Okay.
And he snores so loud, in fact, that we actually sleep on separate floors of the house.
Okay.
And sometimes I can still hear him. But we were at a hotel one time, and he had been drinking, and he was snoring exceptionally loudly, and I was a little annoyed. And I couldn't sleep, and I also have insane thoughts, I think, when I can't sleep. So
yeah.
I took all the pillows and the blankets off the bed, and I went in the bathroom, and I slept in the bathtub with the light on so that the fan would run, and I couldn't hear him.
Now, Of course, this sounds ridiculous, but
it is ridiculous.
I have been there, and it sucks.
If you can sleep through the light in a bathtub with a fan, you can sleep with the snore.
The snoring is worse. I don't know what
that is. A ridiculous argument.
It's bad. No, Kim, I have been there with you. I seriously consider those types of crazy thoughts. You actually did it. Listen.
He felt terrible when he found me in the morning.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
I would have not. I would have been like, what the hell are you doing?
Thank you. I'm sure that thought went through his head.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.